Hi, I'm Peter Hill, and welcome to all you folk out there in podcast land. This is a radio program style quiz, and I'll give you the question number, the question, then four options, some thinking music, then the answer and explanation. We'll start soon after a little bit of introduction music. Question 1. What was the main pistol introduced into service in the Soviet Union in the Second World War?
A.
The Tokarev semi-automatic pistol.
B.
The Nagant.
C.
The Luger.
D.
The Browning.
The answer is A.
The Tokarev semi-automatic pistol.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
By the start of the conflict in 1941, the Soviet Army was replacing the heavy Nagant revolver with the reliable, robust Tokarev semi-automatic pistol.
So for the question,
what was the main pistol introduced into service in the Soviet Union in the Second World War?
The answer is
the Tokarev semi-automatic pistol.
Question 2.
What submachine gun was favoured by the Soviet Army?
A.
The Smizer.
B.
The Thompson.
C.
The PPSH-41.
D.
The Sten gun.
The answer is C.
The PPSH-41.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
With its 71 round drum magazine, the PPSH-41 was useful in close combat.
So for the question,
what submachine gun was favoured by the Soviet Army?
The answer is
the PPSH-41.
Question 3.
What was a convenient feature of the PPSH-41 71 round drum magazine?
A.
You could wind up the spring just before combat.
B.
It was fairly light.
C.
It was easy to hold.
D.
It was very cheap.
The answer is
A.
You could wind up the spring just before combat.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
Because you could wind up the spring just before combat, the drum magazine of the PPSH-41 was easy to load and store prior to use.
So for the question,
what was a convenient feature of the PPSH-41 71 round drum magazine?
The answer is
you could wind up the spring just before combat.
Question 4.
Why did submachine guns like the PPSH-41 become more common as the war progressed?
A.
Soldiers didn't like rifles.
B.
Soviet mass production became fully established.
C.
The Soviet Army had many women in the front line who found the submachine guns easier to handle.
D.
Submachine guns looked better in propaganda photographs.
The answer is B.
Soviet mass production became fully established.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
As the war progressed, the Soviet armaments industry perfected mass production of simple weapon designs.
So for the question.
Why did submachine guns like the PPSH-41 become more common as the war progressed?
The answer is...
Soviet mass production became fully established.
Question 5.
Why didn't the Tokarev pistol have a safety catch?
A.
The Soviets didn't care about safety.
B.
The gun was considered safe enough without this feature.
C.
The added complexity of a safety catch would have slowed production of the pistols.
D.
A safety catch would have spoiled the appearance of the gun.
The answer is C.
The added complexity of a safety catch would have slowed production of the pistols.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
Under wartime conditions, including a safety catch would have made the Tokarev more difficult to produce in the required quantity.
So for the question.
Why didn't the Tokarev pistol have a safety catch?
The answer is...
The added complexity of a safety catch would have slowed production of the pistols.
The quiz. We hope you enjoyed it. You're feeling a bit more confident and it added to your store of knowledge. Cheerio, see you next time.